go ahead.
Hi. My name's Kathy, and I was wondering about the toe monster. What happened to him?
I did two toe monster bits yesterday.
You're kidding. I missed them.
See that? That's what people always say. They say, you don't do this, you don't do that. It's just what happens is you don't listen.
Well, sorry. God.
Well, what were you see? You want to bust my jobs? And, what were you doing yesterday so that you missed my program?
Well, I was working yesterday, but I'm not working today, and I'd really like to catch up on the toe monster. I haven't heard him in months.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a substitute teacher.
Oh, neato, torpedo.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun controlling the little things.
I know, the little maggots. Go ahead and say it.
Okay, maggots.
Yeah, I mean, there you are. You know, it's like when the teacher's absent, the substitute teacher's there. It's like free-for-all. Throw those spitballs. Be unruly.
Have you done it before?
What, be a substitute teacher?
Yeah. Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Yes, I have, little honey. Yeah, I know it's brutal. I can empathize with you. Oh, God. I remember one time I was collecting the... working my way through college. I taught part-time, and I was teaching class one day, and it was the first day, and the teacher wasn't there, so I was there. I was getting everybody's names, and all the kids were giving me their names and snickering and cutting up, and this one kid said, my name's Pimples Pimples. I said, come on. He said, yeah, that's my name, Pimple. I said, look, young man, I may not be your regular teacher. I am your substitute teacher, but I'm entitled to a little bit of respect. Now, please, tell me your name. He said, Pimples Pimples. I said, oh, my God. All right, we're going to find out about this. I'm going to call your mother. He said, you can't. I said, why not? He said, we ain't got a phone. You can't call us. I said, oh, all right. By now, the class is in hysterics. Pimples, pimples, they're saying, you know. So I said, come on, young man. I grabbed him by the collar, and I said, we're going to your house now. Move out there. He said, this kid led me to where he lived, and it was a long street. He said, we live in the cul-de-sac. It's the last one down. I said, oh, God, we got to walk all the way down there. But fortunately, the mailman was passing by. So I said, excuse me, buddy, do you have pimples at the end of your route? He said, no, I just walked this way. Everybody's moving.